Hello. Hello and welcome to the Tainted and Tempted podcast. I'm your host, Asia. So last week, I didn't record a new episode of the Tainted and Tempted podcast due to certain reasons, because I posted my recent episodes and my new episodes on my Instagram and Facebook. So make sure you follow it and subscribe to my Instagram. My YouTube down below. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yes. So let's just jump right into it for the new topic that I have for today. And it is about what is a sex symbol in today's industry. So I have a new guest with me here today. So I'm going to let him introduce himself and we're going to jump right into it. So I have
Haze on Haze. Thank you for introducing me. Yes, I appreciate that.
Yes. You're welcome.
Haze on Haze. IG Haze _on_Haze. I guess I give you that for now. And we'll get to it. We'll get to some more about me later.
Sure. Yes. Okay, so the topic for today's show is a sex symbol. Define, Haze, what is a sex symbol to you?
All right, well, okay, so by definition, sex symbol is a person widely noted for their sexual attractiveness. So we'll start with that. But to me, I guess just to stay on topic, a sex symbol in the industry is most times a woman, how we look at it. It's not the right thing, obviously. I think it's gender discrimination. But most times it's a woman, someone sexy, you know, showing their skin, showing their body parts, things like that. So that's ultimately what a sex symbol right now, I would say is.
Exactly. What right. is it? Okay. So it is, you know, and I feel like today in this industry, we do have a lot of sex symbols that we do have, you know, a lot of rappers, a lot of singers. And a lot of, you know, a lot of women today, you know, men have the same backlash as well. A lot of men are sex symbols as well, too. So, yeah. So why does the media make women feel they have to be a sex symbol in order to make it?
Well, I definitely think it's definitely deep rooted into our history and our past, the dynamics of the household. Okay. And I think we are progressively making changes and making strides towards the future. I think we have a lot of policies that are being implemented, women's rights and stuff like that, mm-hmm. to try to empower them.
Okay.
But the media itself, the media is Satan. Really, if you think about it, it's Lucifer.
It is. It's the man. It is.
So, you know, Lucifer's job is to, and when I say the game, I mean the people who are doing bad with music, because there are people who do good with music, right? Mm-hmm. God's work. But then there's people who do bad with music, and that's Satan. And I just feel like their objective is to just continue to put people down and demonize them. And that's what, why not, the person to do that, why not do that to the rock of the family, the matriarch, you know what I'm saying? And make them less than, you know, it's really a manipulative genius idea. Started with the Willie Lynch law, but we can go deep if you like, but I'll stay there.
Okay. So do you feel men have the same backlash?
Not the same, but definitely they have their own backlash as well. Definitely men are sexualized in many different ways. But it's just very different than women, I think. You know what I mean? Men are sexualized more so for their stature, mm-hmm. right? What they can provide, what they can do for you, or right, most times.
Exactly. No, you're right. Okay. So let's just jump into your interview. Now, you go by Haze on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what is your actual name? Is it Haze on Haze?
Actual name is Eric Hagans. Mm-hmm. I am also a junior. My dad is Eric Hagans Sr., so he would respect the fact that I acknowledge the junior. Yeah, but I am.
And actually said it today on the Tainted and Tempted podcast.
I mean, listen, I am who I am. I don't hide from nobody, so.
That's good.
Haze on Haze to you, though.
Yes.
You dig?
Be yourself. Yes, that's how you got to be. Okay. So tell me about yourself. What is it that you do? What is it that, yes.
Yes. So, I mean, it's hard for me to categorize, like put myself in a bubble as to what I do exactly. Okay. But I'm an artist, ultimately. I'm a creator. Mm-hmm. I like to say I'm a changer, right? Mm-hmm. I like to make change, positive change, because you can change things in a negative way too. But I like to change things positively. Like our discussions. But yeah, no, I'm a positive person. I really like to chase and pursue my goals. I'm very goal-oriented. I'm a father, so I have a different type of drive. I have a daughter at that.
Yeah.
So I got that Kobe drive. I got that Kobe drive. You know what I'm saying? That Mamba, yeah. That Black Mamba drive. You know what I'm saying? So
rest in peace to Kobe.
That's me. I'm an artist, I would say, ultimately.
Okay. So how long have you been making music?
Well, I've been making music since I was about 13, 14 years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. With my mom. My mom really introduced me to recording, the recording scene. She did some recording back in the days, a couple of songs. And me, I just gravitated to it. My dad also did some singing, too. My dad was really actually a really good singer. He's a really good singer. He sang with a choir. So dad's a good singer. Shout out to Pops. I don't really shout out Pops too much, but Pops definitely got some vocals, some chords on him. But yeah, my mom is the one just really introduced me to the love of R&B. Mm. You know, my dad's really into gospel. And things like that. Don't get me wrong. I love gospel. I'm a huge Smokey Norville fan. Donnie McClurkin, I could go in. But ultimately, my heart is with R&B and hip-hop. I just feel like I can also talk about God, and then I also talk about laying God on my lady. You know what I'm saying? I can talk about both when it comes to R&B. So I like that. I like that you can mix it up and be a human being and be a spiritual person at the same time.
That's the best way to be.
That's R&B. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's the best
rhythm
way to be.
Rhythm and blues.
Yeah, switch it up here and there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's how your music is as well.
Yeah. I'm a melodist. That's what I am. I'm a melodist. Okay. I put melodies together. That's what I do. You like it? Like the way it sounds? Like the way it sounds. That's it. I would like to say I'm a singer. I would like to say I'm a rapper. I'm not. I can do both. I will out rap many of you. Seriously. Try me. But, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a sanger. You know, the S-A-N-G-E-R. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm not a sanger.
Okay.
Smoke a little weed. So yeah. So singer is not really it, but I can sing. I can hold a hell of a note, and I know how to put chords together, so that's that.
Okay yeah. I like what I'm hearing. Okay, so you act as well. That's one thing I do. I noticed. Okay, so how long have you been acting?
Act direct. I really direct mostly, but I also act. I've been acting fairly, I dibbed and dabbed into acting when as a kid. Like, I did Charlotte's Web one time.
You did? I love that book.
I did. I was a pig. I was the pig. What was the name? Wilbur?
I forgot. Wilbur? Oh, yes.
See, that's how you know I did it. Hey, mama.
Second grade. Hey, yes, mama. That was my book. Yeah. She put you onto that book?
Yeah, well, my school did. It was my school. I did it with my school. My teacher, Mr. Velas, 161. Shout out to Crown School, 161. Yeah, Mr. Velas, she was incredible. Still alive, too. Kicking people, like, I checked on her recently.
Really?
I reached out to her
through
Facebook is dope for that.
Yeah, connections.
But I was Wilbur in Charles Webb. That's when I first started acting, and then I started acting like, you know, doing like my friends' videos and like little stuff in school. I would do like Halloween acting. I would like, I did a haunted house one time. I directed a haunted house one time for my church. That was dope. Shout out to Epiphany Lutheran. That was dope. My sister was there. She, you know, it was just really great. And then as an artist, you know, you're always in front of the camera. You always have to, you know, show people your personality. You always got to be in personality mode because people want to see who you are.
Exactly.
So it's not, you got to be fake. I think a lot of times people interpret it as you're being fake. It's not about being fake. It's multiple people that want to see who I am, and I got to give it to them in a second, sometimes in an instance. You know what I'm saying? So some people see it as cocky or arrogant. I don't think that's what it is.
I was a theater major, so I know.
You dig it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's it. Okay. So then now, just to move forward, you know, fast forward to now, I'm directing films. I directed my own films because I got tired of waiting on people to do stuff, to be progressive.
That's how it goes.
To be progressive.
Yeah.
Like, why stagnate? Don't matter the obstacles, don't matter what you're going through in life, fortitude, grit. You know, mm-hmm. I needed those type of people, and they weren't around.
So you made it work yourself.
So I said, go get it.
That's beautiful.
Go get it.
Some people don't have that ambition, that drive like you have.
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe you're right. I wish I could discredit. I wish I could.
Yes. That's great. All right. So being multi-talented is a great gift to have.
Right.
What would you say to anyone with the same ambition like you?
Just don't stop. Never say no. You know, life's going to hit you with obstacles, right? Like, I mean, I think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think if you think you're going to go through life without obstacles, you got another thing coming. And most of us haven't even gone through the obstacles I think we're going to go through yet.
Mm.
You know, like the real severe stuff, you know. It's like an ocean. I think I explained it like an ocean. Like if you step in the front of the ocean and the tides, are, you know, starts rippling, you're feeling your feet, you feel it. Then you walk a little further, start knocking you around a little bit, right? Then you walk out a little further. Now you're engulfed. Now it's like, oh, snap, the waves is high today. Then you're trying to jump over the waves. Then you go out, take you out. Sometimes some people drown.
Some people never make it.
Some people drown, but some people get across. And I think that's ultimately what, you know, what keeps me going is making it across regardless. Just being resilient. Don't matter who tell you no, who's against you. Just resiliency. Just fortitude. That's what you have to have. And it doesn't matter what you're going through. You know, some people will make so many excuses, you know. Mm-hmm. There's people with disabilities who do incredible things. So what is your excuse?
Yeah.
There's people who are incapacitated completely, cannot do things, and are changing the world.
Yeah.
So what is your excuse? Mm-hmm. There is none. There's somebody worse off than you.
Mm. So, yeah. Yeah, I see it. Well, thank you so much, Hayes on Hayes, for being a guest on my podcast. Hey. You have to come back again. For sure. And you have to bless my audience once again.
That's a promise.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Yes, yes, yes. So thank you everyone for tuning in to the Tainted and Tempted podcast. If you haven't done so already, add my Instagram, which is TaintedandTempted_TV. Add my Facebook, my business page, which is Tainted_Tempted podcast, and add my YouTube, which is the Tainted and Tempted podcast. Also, if you haven't done so already, I'm also available on Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So you can see me visually and you can also hear me audially as well. So thank you so much, everyone. Have a great week and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.